And back with talking about spices, cayenne pepper is really interesting because people sometimes feel it's a little bit hot, but it does add such a lovely flavour. If you're rating it from a, say, 1 to 10, probably look at cayenne being a little bit around the 8. But the less red, the hotter it is. So that's something to think about when you're buying a cayenne pepper. It was used as a counter irritant because it takes your mind off the real pain that's happening if it was used in a rub or something like that. But it's used as a medicine for many years, gets the heart pumping. It's a combination of the dried tapering chilies, then it's ground, and it has a combination usually of you'll find there might be some, you know, cumin in there, you know, different blends. It depends, I guess, where that cayenne pepper is created. But I thought today that, you know, it's used in Cajun food, Mexican tortillas, French cheese sauces, Indian rubs, seafood dishes, and it just adds that warmth depth which a chili does, and I love that. I mean, I do like a little bit of heat, but when it's combined in a sauce or a different recipe, it's delicious. So I'm going to present today a very simple recipe. It's a little bit like a potato bake, but a little bit better. And the oven's about 190, and you brush around baking dish and get it going. Thinly slice, and I mean thinly slice, about a kg of potatoes. In a bowl, mix 250 grams of sour cream, 2 tablespoons of horseradish, a handful of dill, chopped, and we're talking fresh. And you've got a combination of cheeses, about 180 grams of Havarti cheese and 25 of Parmesan. Use half in that mix in a bowl and save half for on top. And a really, really good pinch, and I'm talking like a good pinch of cayenne pepper. It's just going to add that warmth. So we're just introducing that lightly. So you can use it in a family dish. The sour cream, the horseradish, the dill is going to give that little bit of oomph, but the cayenne pepper will just help that along. You're going to cover that with some alfoil and roast that for 45 minutes. Covered and 45 uncovered, but you've put that last remaining bit of cheese on top just to brown it up. That's just a nice introduction to cayenne pepper if you want to drop that into a family meal. But as you will find out, once you start to play with different flavours, I mean, you can do cayenne spiced almonds. You can use a really good cayenne to do a barbecue lamb, even with your vegetables. So there's lots of different ways, and of course we talked about the Mexican and Indian. So there's no a lack of doing some beautiful foods for that. And last but not least is fenugreek. And fenugreek's very interesting because it's related to the licorice root, tamarind, and the wattle seed. And it's a member of the bean family. It's native Western Asian dishes use it, Southern Europe. And it means green hay in Latin. And it was an addition to livestock food. So the actual plant itself, being something that was a prolific grower, they used it a lot. And it's also used as a digestive aid and used in Indian vindaloo, Sri Lankan food, Ethiopian spice mixes. And when dry frying, I thought this was really interesting, it has a nutty maple flavour. Hence, it's used in artificial production of maple syrup, which is sad, isn't it, that we have to do that? Because same as the honey industry, it seems to have all these little quirky bits. But when you look on the maple, have a look on the bottle and see whether it's got fenugreek in there, because that will give you that little trick. And today I've picked something that's very, very simple, but it's going to bring out that flavour of the fenugreek, and that's a butterfly roast chicken in fenugreek and coriander paste. Butterfly the chicken, I've got some really good sears, so what I do is just cut it down the back and flatten it out. You've just got to give that a bit of a push so you basically dislocate the bone so you can butterfly it right out. But in a pan, you're going to put some cardamom. We're using a combination of some of the things today. Quarter of a teaspoon of cardamom seeds from the green cardamom pod. About a quarter of a teaspoon of caraway seeds and a quarter of a teaspoon of coriander seeds. And you want to roast those for a few minutes until they become fragrant. Now, you've also soaked about 2 tablespoons of fenugreek seeds in a bowl and cover with water. Leave it to soak overnight and that'll remove any bitterness from the seed. And it'll absorb most of the water, swell and become gelatinous. Drain and rinse. Now you've got your fried cardamom that you've done. And then combine all the other ingredients. And that is a fresh small red chilli, 2 cloves of garlic, a large handful of chopped coriander leaves and stems, fresh, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, olive oil, and of course you've got your chicken, which you've butterflied. And all you're going to do is process all of that, even the drained fenugreek, and you're going to make a paste. And you will actually spread that all over the chicken, and you're going to roast that in the oven for about 2 hours at 180, I would go. And that will just be beautiful. But maybe drop it down a little bit towards the end, because you just want that, depending on the size of the chicken. Sorry, I need to say that. Because if you're just using a size 10, for example, that will not take long at all. But you want this to really let those flavours absorb. You can do it overnight if you like, if you have the time to just cover the whole of the chicken with that paste and leave it overnight and then cook it. Otherwise, half an hour is better than nothing, and absolutely delicious, and it's bringing in all those beautiful flavours. Join me again, because in the next few weeks we're going to be looking at some really great spices just to bring a little bit of pleasure and some nice flavours into your kitchen. You're with Annette on Community Kitchen.